Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Mark 11, verse 22. Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Or the margin says, have the faith of God. Have faith in God. Now you know the setting. Jesus had spoken to the fig tree and said, no man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. And in a short amount of time, that fig tree withered up from the roots. How many know that things always start where you can't see? It starts in the realm. So, you know, your eyes and your physical senses are not qualified to tell you if it's working or not. Because it starts in the unseen realm. And the leaves were the last thing to change. So if you're just looking at the leaves and you're waiting to see the leaves change before you're going to believe it's working, you're going to be the last to know. Did something happen the moment Jesus spoke to that tree? Did something happen? Could you tell it by looking at the tree? You could not. And even the next hour or the hour after that, there was a certain length of time. But the next day they came by and they saw it. And the Bible's specific in saying that it dried up from the roots. That's where it started. Man, I've seen this, I don't know how many times, in cursing cancers and tumors and growths. You don't go by what you feel. You believe the death blow was struck to the thing the moment you cursed it in the name of Jesus. And it dies from the roots. Now I know having the privilege of working in Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry in the healing school for a number of years, I saw some outstanding things. And one that just I'll never forget was a man who had what the doctor said was an inoperable brain tumor. They said the tumor in his brain had tentacles like an octopus. That sounds devilish, doesn't it? That were down into different parts of his brain, and they could not operate for fear of destroying too much of his brain trying to get it out. So he'd been to place after place, and they said, we can't operate, we can't operate. Well, this was when the Lord had helped Brother Oral Roberts to build the City of Faith. It was just going, you know, first few months. And finally, one of the Spirit-filled surgeons over there, he told the man that he would operate. But before that, the man had been with us in healing school for 2 weeks. Because nobody would operate, nobody had even talked to him. And at the end of that 2 weeks, we talked about faith in the name of Jesus and actually talked about this very passage. Cursed, how Jesus cursed the fig tree. So we cursed that tumor in his head and commanded it to die and dry up in the name of Jesus. And of course, what are you supposed to believe when you do that? You believe that the death blow is struck to the thing, but it happens, it begins where you can't see. So you don't immediately begin to check your symptoms to see if it happened. No, the leaves are the last thing to change. When the leaves change, a whole lot of things have already happened by then. Well, this man, one of those Spirit-filled surgeons at the City of Faith, after that agreed that he would operate on the man. And after praying about it, even though we had already prayed and released faith, he felt like he should. So he did. And he's telling me afterwards, and they're telling me afterwards what happened. You know, they shaved his head, and they got him in the operating room, and they opened him up, and they began to try to get it out, and, you know, saw, they already knew this was going to be challenging, but worked for hours and could not get it out because of this situation, you know, afraid they're going to damage his brain too much in the process. The doctor, fatigued at one point, he turned away from the table to the side, and he's resting a moment, and he's thinking and doing some, you know, I'm sure he's praying too. These are spirit-filled guys. And a few moments, he turned back, and he went to do something with this thing, and it fell out. It fell out, and so they took the instrument and just pulled it out, and all the tentacles just pulled out. And he, now this is what he told me, that his surgeon told him. He said the ends of those tentacles looked like they were burnt. That's why it just turned loose. Well, that's the root. And they sewed him up. 3 days later, he was standing up in the healing school giving his testimony. Well, I suppose over a process of time, his body would have eliminated that because it was dying from the roots. But how many believe that that can work for you in any situation of life? Because somebody said, yeah, but now that was Jesus talking to the fig tree. Yeah, but if you were here, we went into detail. He said in Matthew 21, 22, he said, if you had faith and don't doubt, you will not only do that which he's done to the fig tree. But if you said to this mountain, is he saying they could do what he did? Yes. Is he saying we can do what he did? Yes. That's why he did it. Amen. To show us how to operate. Amen. Have faith in God. Now verse 23. Verse 23, for verily I say to you. I mean, this is a truth. You can count on this. Verily. That whosoever, not just apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, not just people that have walked with God for 50 years, whosoever shall say. Now, if you haven't already underlined or circled that word, you might want to. Because even though you've heard it, people are missing it here all the time. Whoever will what? S-A-Y. Say, not think. Not ponder, not contemplate, say. Whoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and what? And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe, in other words, in his heart. That those things which he what? Saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Now we think we know something about this, but did you remember what I told you a few minutes ago? Don't presume that you know all about this. Try to hear it like you've not heard it before. Because there are things in here we've not heard before. If you'll say it, and not doubt, but believe that what you say comes to pass, you'll have what you say. Now people make fun of us. Just a week or so ago, I got another letter that said, you know, I don't believe what you teach. You're that name it and frame it and claim it and blab it and grab it bunch. I don't believe it. You're one of them Haganites, Copelandites. You're, you know. Well, this was written long before there were any Copelandites or Haganites. Long, long, long before. This is not quoting Brother Hagin. This is not quoting Brother Copeland. Huh? Anybody got any red letters on this? What does that mean? Jesus. Who said this?
Jesus.
Didn't that make us Jesusites? It's ignorance for people to make fun of what Jesus said and make light of it. What did Jesus say? If you would say it and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said come to pass, you would have what you said. Said, said, said. You got to say something. Now, this is not prayer. Prayer has its place. You know that. But this is not prayer. He didn't say, whoever will pray, oh God, move the mountain. Please God, make that mountain move. God, I'm pleading with you. Move the mountain. That's not what he said. And that's why a lot of people are experiencing difficulty. They're praying when they ought to be saying. Trying to get him to do what he told us to do. No, this is you. Not talking to God about the problem. This is you and me talking to the big problem. Now, some people have gotten a hold of a piece of this and they said, well, yeah, just say it. Just say it. Just say it. And anything I say, it'll happen. Well, no, he didn't say that either. Did he? He didn't say everything that comes out of your mouth is going to come to pass. What did he say? If you would say it. And he puts a qualifier in there, doesn't he? And if you would not doubt. So is that significant? Or do we just run past that? And not doubt, but believe what you said would come to pass. You'd have what you said. Now the first week we talked about this. We talked about this word doubt. D-O-U is the first letters of the word double. And if you look it up, it means to stand in two ways. And the same word here, translated doubt, is translated stagger in Romans 4. And it's also translated waver in James 1. Same word. So you could put the word stagger or waver here, and it's the same thing used in other parts of the New Testament for the same word. If you will say it, and not stagger about it. If you'll say it and not waver about it, but believe what you said will come to pass, you'll have what you say. Your eye has to be single. Everybody say single.
Single.
Will he do it or will he not? Is it his will or is it not? If you don't know, you can't have faith. If you're not sure, you cannot stand. You have to eliminate everything else except one thing. And focus on that and believe that one thing. When a person is in faith, they already know how it's going to turn out.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Staying in Faith, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104D. That's R1104D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.